Praise the Lord, saints. Good morning. Welcome to daily devotion. And as we begin this day, I believe it's a day of good prospects to Christians and his saints. So I appreciate and I thank all the ones who have been toiling round the clock to keep this platform a blessing to so many people. I appreciate the work of Pastor Andrew Peary and his team to make it a possible so that we could have a uniformity and a unity of the Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is Pastor Hubert once again, and today I would love to share something from the Word of the Lord. And this topic that I would speak is redeeming the time. First of all, we will get to the scriptures in Ephesians chapter 5. And we read from verse 13 to 17. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore, he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that he walked circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. May God's grace be sufficient, and may his wisdom prevail, and may we understand the message and the word for our edification. We must first understand here is that redeeming the time is one of the most precious and important fact that we must consider it absolute seriously, and we should not have any delay in this expression of redeeming the time. The devil is a master in stealing time. Many times in the Old Testament we find he stole the life of people by torturing them, by extracting their property, their wealth, inflicted sickness, and various kinds of circumstances he brought over the life of individual. But today, Satan is not so keenly interested in just meagerly inflicting individuals, but he is actually hijacking the Christian churches. Christianity is actually being hijacked because he is stealing the time. To understand this fact, we must first realize the time that what we are living in. Our life is dependent on the cycle of time that we are living. God has allotted a specific time for every individual, the day that we are born and the day that we will breathe our last in this natural world. But as we see this situation, that Satan stands as a one who steals time. And we must also understand that this natural time and the time in the realm of the spirit is not the same. Satan could have that, or he is building up some strategy that he would steal our time and try to gain his own time. Today, in some years back, we found that Satan destroyed every individual life. He was after Israel and every individual in Christianity. But today, Satan has changed his modus of operandi. He is actually hijacking the churches, the Christianity that is prevalent today. Paul is specific in telling us that we learn to redeem the time because the days are evil. Now, how do we ransom the time? The Greek word exarachmenoi is something that we need to redeem our time. When time itself has been kidnapped, we are actually in a state that we are run out of time. And as the devil has stolen our very time, because the life that what we had lived without knowing Christ and in without being in faith is almost a great deal of our life. The day we came to know Christ, and today as we are committed to a church, committed to faith, committed to the truth of the Lord, we are still, and yet we do not know how are we to redeem the time. The lesson that we need to understand, time is like a currency. We have wasted a lot of time. It's like spending our currency. We have been spending the currency in a present state. And the spending the currency is spending out our resources. And the third aspect, what we need to understand, is to invest time. It's like what we do in our actual life, doing investments. So, to redeem the time spiritually means to buy back your days from waste, idleness, and worldly distractions. The book of Galatians also teaches us that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So when we come into this New Testament, the word time has two Greek words explaining the word time. One is kairos and the other is chronos. Chronos, it is the moment of time in a 24-hour circle. That is chronos. Kairos, it refers to a season or some part of time, which we happen to say most of the time, it was the best of time that I had in this particular life or in this particular venture, or it was the worst kind of time that I had in my life on doing this project or on doing this particular job. So Kairos and Chronos are two different aspects or understanding of the time. So when we are actually dealing with redeeming time, we have to understand the season of time that what we are living in. The best part of time and the worst part of time, it all depends on our actions and our how do we spend and how do we monitor our own time. Remember, we have been called and given much of God's graceful resources, that we have been called to live as ambassadors of Christ. We can surely ask the Lord to number our days and to give us a heart of wisdom. Paul admonishes us that we be walking circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Because Satan has already stolen enough of our time. And the Bible clearly says that where there is no vision, we cannot preach, we cannot work. The people simply perish. We indeed realize that the time is actually moving so rapidly. A 24 hours day, it happens to feel like just a few hours. We are not able to keep a track with the space of time. It is just morning, it comes noon, and night follows. We are not able to understand how is the time being running so very fast. In the book of Hosea and chapter 9, and I'm going to read something from verse 7 to 9. The day of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad. For the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. The watchman of Ephraim was with God. Out the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity, he will visit their sins. We are living somewhat in the same situation, that the days of visitations are come. We see so many kinds of calamities have already been going on, and we are feeling it, that we are living in the days of the prophecies of Matthew chapter 24. But as we see these things, these are just rumors of things that is making everyone's lives so very miserable to the situation that what we are facing today. And we are on a quest of redeeming the time. The ministry that what we have today, the fivefold ministry, is not taking its significance, because the people and the churches have nullified most of the teachings and the ministration of this God-given ministry. The verse, it says, the prophet is mad, and the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. There is an hatred. There is a simple criticism, an open criticism to the things that what the Lord is trying to reveal in a very simple and simplified manner. In the book of Daniel, chapter 7 and verse 24 and 25, it says, the 10 hounds out of this kingdom are the 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given, and they shall be given into his hands, until a time and times and the dividing of time. Now, my brothers and sisters, here is one important noteworthy thought that we could consider from this verse. It says, now all these 10 horns and the kings and the kingdoms, that is which is the active working of Satan. And besides that, he says, ye shall come speaking great words against the Most High. That is already begun, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Wear out. The children of God are being tired, fed up. We have been worn out, wear out. And it says, and think to change times. The time that what we are living in, he is manipulating to change the time. We have so many errors that have been happening. Like we see, Satan was behind when there came a Roman calendar, Julian's calendar, Gregorian calendar. Every time there was some changes made, and who was behind all of these things was Satan himself. And today he is still manipulating, changing the time, wearing out the people, and causing this. And here is where, when we consider all of this, that redeeming the time is to be given the utmost importance in our lives. One has to be cautious cutting away all the spiritual thieves that so consciously or unconsciously they reduce our time, like excessive the use of social media or entertainment. We have to cut off these things to free up the space for holy habits. Brothers and sisters, I have spoken certain things. I will continue on this topic tomorrow. May God give us the grace and the wisdom to dwell in it. God bless you and fill you with your life with divine wisdom. Praise be to God.